your hands for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
And it is almost 5:30. It's 5:29, 32, close enough. And we've got Tim Humphrey, District 2 Supervisor. And a big congratulations to Tim in his election. You won, you won.
Well, thank you, Riley. I appreciate that very much. And I appreciate everyone that that supported me in that election. And maybe we'll get a call or two for those people that didn't vote for me. Call in.
Tell us why.
Tell me why. Yeah. What have I not been representing you in?
Yes.
What do you think I could be doing differently?
And that's 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. Operators are standing by. Okay, John's sitting, but he's right by the phone. So
888-876-5593. Because it was... I believe it was right at 60-40, real close to that. So 40% of the people that showed up, and there was only like 2,000 people that showed up to vote, which was...
In the whole county?
No, in district, for the district two. And it was like, wow, that wasn't a great turnout in my opinion. I think countywide we were like 43% of the registered voters that showed up countywide.
How many people are in District 2?
I don't know, Raleigh. Okay. I should know that.
But a lot more than 2,000.
There's more than 2,000 registered.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Anyway. But yeah, that it was 60-40, and so the 40% that would rather that voted a different direction. I think it's great that there was somebody else run. You know, competition is great.
Sure.
And.
And a legitimate election. How rare for America.
Yeah, and everything went smooth with that, you know, so that all went well. And, you know, speaking about elections and competition, my opponent, you know, he said that with his past that he would like to, you know, he thought he was capable of reaching for more money and things of that nature. And so, you know, when I was self-employed in business, you know, you're always, competition is good for you because you're always, you know, doing self-checks and seeing where you're at. And so I started looking because I ran on blight and infrastructure. So, I'm going to check and see what I've done as far as funds for infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, and running through just real quick, you know, the Tunnel Bridge, Campaign Creek buyout, the FEMA buyout for Campaign Creek. You know, Russell Gulch and Russell Gulch Landfill, the Golden Hill Sidewalk, Walnut Springs and Tunnel Basin, Gaisela, it's got a new road over the last 8 years, in and out. Of course, the last part of the road was a disaster because we subcontracted it, and it didn't go well, but we're working on that as well. And the road's a lot better than it was, but it's still not as great. And then, Fairgrounds Edition, we got a new arena down there. So we got two arenas so we can put in for high school rodeo finals. And then we did the Fairgrounds restrooms in down between. And then a few years back, did the animal shelter.
Right.
And so lottie. You total all that up. And so in the last 7.5 years that I've been a supervisor, we have created $34.957 million in infrastructure, and that's not countywide. That's just in District 2.
And that's Gila County.
District 2.
Basically $35 million.
That's rural Arizona.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, you know, helped because we, you know, when I got elected, we were behind on our state audits, and they don't like to give you any money if they don't know where you're spending the money you already have. So getting caught up on the audits and getting grant writers and, you know, reaching for projects, not just saying this would be great, but, you know, get a project and grab a hold of it and just work with staff and fly to Washington, do the things you need to do to work on that and get it funded and build a team, you know, to reach out and do things like that. So anyway, I was pretty proud of being able to to do $35 million worth of infrastructure in 7.5 years.
Well, absolutely. And I agree with you that if there are projects that somebody's saying, well, I didn't vote for Tim because he didn't take care of, the only way that Tim can know that is if you tell him.
Right.
And so what is it, not meaning to be confrontational, but if you've got a pet project, if you've got something, anything, maybe you've, I don't know, got potholes in front of your county road, whatever it is,
right,
call us and tell us what it
right.
is.
Right. Yeah. And that's fine. And, you know, I think some of it is... is the, you know, as I have public meetings and things, I get a lot of complaints with the Forest Service, with state roads, with, you know, some of the federal things, and I understand the complaints, but as a county supervisor, I've only got so long arms, you know. I mean, I can't reach out to ADOT and tell them, look, you know, you guys need to get your brushers out on, you know, Highway 188 and get the brush off the side of the road. I can call them and ask them nicely.
Right.
But if they want to say, well, Tim, you know, we don't have the manpower
right.
or the budget, I can't say, well, let me just fly to Washington and I'll get you the manpower
yeah,
and the
no,
budget.
Of course that's true.
You know, you know, things like that. And like I say, if we, you know, if I tell staff that I'd like to do a road to Gaisela because it hasn't been done in a long time, and so we start working and we get half of it, and then it takes a couple years and stuff to get different funding to do the other half. It's not as if I picked the contractor. And it's not as if I engineered the project.
Well, the important thing of what you're saying is you'll stay on it. You know, that's
sure.
Like, for instance, we've talked before about the blight in the area, and that by definition, the enforcement of that has to come via complaint, because there's just no mechanism to be driving around and have the county knowing everything that's there.
Right.
And so if someone complains to you, you follow it up. Well, if
right.
nobody complains, well, guess what? The blight's still there.
Right.
Then we have also, in fact, this was what I was going to talk to you about. We have some roads where there's a situation where the county says that's the city, and the city says that's the county.
Right.
And so that's the kind of thing where you will get involved
sure.
and find out whose responsibility it is.
Sure. And if we're responsible for a part of the road, county is a part responsible for part of the road, and the city is responsible for the part of the road, well, then, yeah, then that needs to be worked out as well, because we do have some of those roads that may start in the city but end up in the county.
Or sometimes, like, I've got Miami Road, so
check
that out for me, because we've got a real problem on that. But after a certain point, that road becomes private land, and so you're not responsible for the private land part. But until you get to that private land, is it city, is it county? There are potholes the size of Buicks.
Is it, I think, yeah, and...
It's off of Blake.
And I will check, that's what, Santee Blank up at the end?
Well, it's the one that goes to our tower.
Right.
So basically, I think you turn on Blake, and then you turn
right.
fairly quickly onto Miami Road, and it's paved, and then, of course, the pavement stops, but that's where...
And then it just keeps getting worse and
well,
worse.
Well, and where it is when it's not paved, that, again, that's private land. You're not responsible for that. But as far as the pavement, you're responsible for that, or somebody is, and we don't know whether it's county or city.
You know what? And... You can look that up as well as I can now, but I will look that up, really, because what we just finished is, I think that was in part of my deal here, is we updated a road atlas map.
Good. How do I get there?
Gila County website.
I'm there. Now where do I go?
Maybe atlas, road atlas, roads atlas.
Let's see, I'll say Road Atlas, where it has a search here. Road Atlas. All right, Road Atlas, free access, effective route planner, print your map. All right, so that would probably be it, yes?
I would get, I haven't actually...
Oh, it's a sponsored thing, it's not them, it's not you.
Okay.
That's all fine. Consolidated Roads, Gila County. Public Works, Consolidated Roads?
Maybe, try
right?
that, yes.
Let's try that. Consolidated Roads. Responsible.
Yeah, because what we did is like you say, some roads, and then as roads are accepted by the county, they're accepted at different maintenance levels, and so that makes a difference too, on not only is the road a county road, But at what level of maintenance was it accepted as a county road?
Yeah, and that, by the way, didn't work also. So get on your web people so next time you can have a link where everybody can go ahead and say, hey, here's where I can find out what's what. Because I know that what I just mentioned is something that comes up with many people who were saying, well, why?
And if somebody wants to call in and let me know.
Yes, if you know the URL, yes.
If you know how to get into the road atlas. But anyway, we just updated that and got that on the county website.
Good.
So that questions like you just ask me.
Right.
That way it's public information on whose responsibility and the level of responsibility to the road.
Good, good.
And I apologize for not being able to tell you how to get there.
Well, it's not your fault per se. It's whoever designed the website needs to have that in an easy to find manner. Because most people, that's one thing, especially if people are not that online savvy, they go, they look, in 2 minutes, oh, well, I can't find it, and that's the end of it. So, I see election results, and I see we're hiring, job search, but after that, I'm not seeing an obvious link to that.
Okay.
But you will do that because I not you personally. You will get somebody to do it, and then we'll publicize that, of course.
Well, yeah. How to get on the road atlas?
Yeah, right. Just it'll have a URL, and it should have an easy URL, not something with 19 letters and 50 numbers. Something relatively easy.
Yeah, something that you gotta remember.
You're right.
Yeah, and then. And then the road you were asking about was Miami Avenue.
Yeah, Miami Avenue. I guess, see, I don't even know. I had to stop and look for a sign. So,
there was a sign, though.
Well, there is. There absolutely is a sign. This is correct. Yes,
good.
Yes. Well, that's the bright spot.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And good to see the election results. Stay on them for the general, by the way. It took them, they weren't real quick on getting these things online. I kept looking the same night, nothing. The next day, nothing.
I think late that night they got the early votes on, but it didn't include the day vote, the election day votes.
It didn't include a lot of the offices either.
Right.
And in fact, initially it just had a link to go to the state. Well, the state doesn't give you your local stuff.
Right. And then some people said, well, how come I got 2020 election when
because
I tried for now? It's like, well, because that was the last election that was entered, apparently.
Well, that's right.
It
should have been up. It's great they've got that cam where you can watch them count the votes.
Right.
But whoever came up with that should also know that they can't leave until it's posted online. You cannot go home until you've done because it.
They did the work. I just don't know.
It never made it to the web.
It didn't make it to the web
for days.
Yeah, until later.
Yeah, and that's something that I think if they put it in place, they'll do it. And it's not a good look when you see the 2020 results and a link to the state that's not telling you about your local races.
Right. Yeah. Well, we do what we can
we
got to work
right.
with.
Right, and I know you've probably got complaints about that, too, so
sure.
you'll in fact stay on them.
Yeah, yeah, that's all good things that we're working on.
Get that whip out.
get the whip out, yeah, and get the poor staff where you got one or two people when you need four or five.
That's so true everywhere.
And that's worldwide anymore for anything you do. It's... With technology today, everybody's losing patience and perseverance because it's instantaneous. I can get on my computer and have something in 2 seconds. Except when you can't. And so patience and perseverance is leaving our culture. But without people wanting jobs or to work, then it's putting people to learn patience and perseverance because you don't have the staff to operate as you could with more staff. And so therefore then the people have to be a little more patient, but
it won't happen. It's prioritizing, because when you have less staff, you have to prioritize. And frankly, this is not a Gila County issue. This is a global issue. Most of the people who were in charge are not so tech savvy that online occurs to them as being urgent. And so it may be the sixth thing in terms of that, where probably for the look should be the second thing. Count the votes and get them online.
Right.
You know, so sometimes it's just a question of rearranging priorities.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly, because that changes depending on how hot the potato is.
Right.
You know? Yeah, as you go forward. But anyway, yeah, things have been good. Things have been busy. We're still working on a lot of our projects. You know, that's the thing, too, when you're going in an election, it's like, man, well, you know, projects and things that kind of slow down a little bit because nobody knows what's going on. And actually, all three supervisors could replace at the same time. And staff would go, okay. You know, we've had this one direction here for a few years,
yeah.
And all of a sudden now we're going to go a different direction because somebody else wants to do something different. So, but anyway, a lot of these projects are going forward, and so our Golden Hills sidewalk project phase two, that's all ready to work on. We're going to probably do a kickoff about the end of August, beginning of September. So that'll be great for that sidewalk. Russell mm-hmm. Road repair drainage, or the repair design. We're working on that, and so we're going to start working on the design so we can look for funding to redo the road. We're hopefully to have a workable design by, should be maybe starting in February with a design, and then we'll be able to, once we get the design, we'll have a cost, and then we can start looking for funds for that road. The New Street demo, we did a demo on a home up on the end of New Street here the other day, which was good. Also, too, as far as blight goes, I asked the county manager for another $250,000 in the clean and lean kitty.
Good.
I don't like a whole lot of the clean and lean because it's rewarding bad behavior. If we clean up a place and lean the property, and after a while that's got so many liens on it that nobody's ever going to buy it anyway. But sometimes they get so bad, those are some of the things that we have to do.
Well, it's really important for the people who are living around it.
Yes, very very much so.
You know, apart from whether the owner's being rewarded or whatever, here's a guy who lives next to it. And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to people that don't even live there anymore.
Right.
And so what we did, too, is working together with the Copper Corridor, which is, you know, like Hayden, Winkleman, Superior, Globe, put in for some blight cleanup funding. And there's quite a bit of funding in that. I don't know the exact dollar, but...
What's it come from? Where'd the money come from?
Federal government. It was a grant. It was a grant from the federal government.
Nice.
To do blight cleanup in the Copper Corridor. And so we can use that money, and with that money, it's not a clean and lean. It's just money to clean up some of these areas. So the good thing about that is people that are elderly and unable to afford to have someone do it or be able to do it themselves, or if someone is handicapped or unable to clean up their place, we can use some of this money to help them and clean up their place. And
that's
so
good.
And I'm working real closely with the health department and public works on some of these blighted issues. And we're trying to work the best we can with some of these. If it's deemed a health hazard, we can just go clean it up. We don't have to contact anybody. And so we're working with the health department. And like on the property that we demoed up at the end of New Street, it had an exposed septic tank or cesspool and mm-hmm. things of that nature, which created the health hazard. It had burned. And so now it's just a cleaned up bare lot. And so that's good. And also, too, up on New Street as well, the mines demoed a property up on that same street, because that's one of those areas where they have like the 99-year leases.
Yes.
And so they did one as well. And so that's one of the areas that we're working on, and working with Public Works and the Health Department. What we're doing right now is we're working on a top 10 list of complaints that we've had on 10 blighted properties, and they got to be pretty good to get their picture up in the post office.
Well,
know?
Right,
so,
right.
So,
no.
So, yeah. But anyway, so we're working on some of the 10 worst properties, and we're going to get that list, and we're just going to stay with them, you know, whatever we have to do to kind of work on those properties and get those cleaned up some.
Yeah, especially the 10 that are the biggest hazard to other people.
Yes,
You know, as we were mentioning, sure, if you've got a property next to you that's not being taken care of, you can call and have that.
Right.
And that's important. But, you know, for repeat offenders where it just keeps coming back.
And most of those 10 most wanted are investors.
Uh-huh.
That have tied the property up and can for 13 years.
Right, they haven't bought it.
They haven't bought it. Mm-hmm. They haven't foreclosed on it. And so they can just kind of leave it as is. And they're still not mm-hmm. the owner, but nobody else can buy it either. And also the people that have passed away.
Yes.
And
that's huge.
And there's nobody responsible for the property. And it hasn't gone to probate. And right now, as far as I know, we can't push it to go into probate.
Right.
And so legally, we're trying to do everything we can. And that's why I'm kind of working with some of the people from the state as well. If some of those properties, like where the people passed away, somebody's paying taxes on that property.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would go into a tax lien mm-hmm. sale, which would throw it into another bad file.
Yeah, we've talked about that, changing the rules.
But
yeah.
If they change the rules, okay, if you're an investor, you're paying taxes on the property.
Then you're responsible.
If you're a niece mm-hmm. or a nephew or a grandkid, paying on someone who's passed away's property mm-hmm. to keep it from going to a tax foreclosure. Either way, if you're paying taxes on a property in the state of Arizona, you should be liable for that property.
We've talked about that in the past. I know you were looking into it. Is there any movement on that? Is it the state that has to change the law?
Yeah, it would be a state law. And no movement on it as of yet,
okay.
Raleigh, but I'm not giving up, and I just got elected for another
right.
4 years, so it's something I'm really gonna work on.
No, that's huge. And you know, every year around this time we start talking about fire season, and rightfully so. And when you're living next to something that is clearly a fire hazard, and there's no one you can call, like in these properties, who do you call?
Yeah,
it just sits there.
It just sits there.
And
unless it gets so bad that we can use some of the clean and lien money, and I don't know if we can lien some of that investment
right.
property.
Well,
or
right,
not.
Exactly.
But, you know, because then you get into those other deals. But to me, that would just be real easy to just say, okay, if you're paying taxes on a property in the state,
I agree.
You're liable for it.
Yeah,
but maybe I'm too simple-minded. Maybe.
Well,
you know,
at some point in the worst case scenario with a heck of a fire, I could see people suing the state.
I would think.
Yeah, because it's a hazard that can be controlled and fixed and hasn't been.
Right.
Is absolutely ignored.
Right.
And, there's another thing, too. You see very often on blighted properties, you might see, parked right against the property is some mobile home or something. And there are, like, people living in it. And the property's blighted. They can't use it. They're in this mobile home. I don't even want to think what their bathroom facilities might be.
Correct.
So is that a violation, by the way? Is that something that somebody can
yes. Okay. Depending on where it's parked and things of that nature, yeah. And I'm going to have to tip my hat to the sheriff's office, too, because for a long time we weren't getting a lot of support with
uh-huh.
the sheriff's office. So now with abandoned vehicles, and call them abandoned, because if they're on the side of the road, parked out in front of somebody's
yes.
house, they're not licensed, you know.
Yes.
They only got two tires on them, you know, they don't
yes.
move. So they are coming, and they call it red tag. It's actually an orange tag. But they tag those, and in 30 days, if they're not moved, then they'll haul them off.
Good.
And so that's a good thing. And what they do is they have subcontractors to some towing companies that then apply for an abandoned title and do whatever they do to,
right.
you know, to do metal scrapping or whatever they do with them. And so we've had really good luck with the SO lately, because
good.
I know of just up here in Central Heights, I rode around with a resident that said, mm-hmm. Tim, let me show you my neighborhood.
Right.
And so we did. We rode around, and it was like, I apologize. I really do. No. Because, you know, we're complaint driven and there's a lot of places I don't get every day or once a month. Right. You know, I live at Roosevelt. I spend a lot of time in here, but I don't spend
a lot
of time.
Well, you can't drive every street.
But anyway, so that was a good thing because there was, you know, there was like a dead end road that had three or four cars in it. And mm-hmm. now they're gone. And you know, there was just a lot of blight. And so we got them in front of the hearing officer and things of that nature. So,
good.
Like I say, call me. Let's go for a ride if you have an issue. Show me what your issue is. And if it's a state issue, I'll call them. We'll work on it, you know, the best we can. But
good. But
like I say, you know, Gila County's complaint driven and it won't fall on deaf ears. There are things we can do. And then there's things that right now we can't, but that doesn't mean we won't, or I won't tell you we can't, because we're working on the reason that we can't. So someday we can.
Right. When we're talking about these properties that nobody owns them, they're in limbo, and the state won't do anything, can a homeowner who's living next to that say, all right, I'll take it upon my own money to clean up their yard because I don't want it affecting me? Do they have the right to do that?
You know, you're on private property, so
if
somebody wanted to sue you for trespassing, I guess they could.
Right. So
without permission.
You're really
in limbo. We have to be careful with that too. Even if I have clean and lean money, that doesn't mean I can go on private property and clean the place up and lean it without notifying the owner of the property.
If there is one.
If there is one, unless it's a health hazard. If it's a health hazard, then they can't come back, from my understanding, and sue me for cleaning up a health hazard that could create a health issue for some of the neighbors.
Well, good luck on getting the state to move, because it seems like until they do, this is a morass.
Yeah, well, it you know, when I first got elected, I didn't know what the problem was. And for the first few years, I didn't know what the major problem was. But after you start fixing the things you can, you know, then you find out the things you can't. And so then you find out problems that, okay, I've hit a brick wall for a little bit, but we got to get past it. And we will, you know, we go forward and get things done. And here also too, pretty soon we're going to start on the Russell Gulch liner that went before the Board of Supervisors to approve the easements, and we've got easements on able to do that project, the easements that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got that done, and so all of that project needs is APS to move a power pole. And then we can get started on that.
Good. And that's the kind of thing where you won't notice it until the flood is there. And
the flood is there and it doesn't flood.
That's right.
It just goes down the creek like it's supposed to.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. That's when you'll see that there's been an improvement. So many things like that that we don't think about until all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is a problem.
Sure. And really, you know, we open the door for people to call us and let me know what they would like me to work on the next four years.
Okay.
And they didn't call. But maybe they're thinking about it.
I don't know what to say about you guys. I just don't know. I'm going to have absolutely no sympathy when you're living next to blight and you haven't complained about it. But I'm sure for some people they won't call the radio, even though I assure them that no one but them is listening. It's just between us. Don't worry about it. Yeah, and it's a private call. You know, I'm hoping that people will at least get to the point where they're willing to make a call to your office.
Sure.
And on KQSS.net, Tim has his own page, and we've got a link right on the homepage. And his phone number and email address are right there, so you have no way to avoid that. But if you can't go online, Tim is going to give you his phone number again.
Yeah, my cell phone is 928-961-2885, and I do answer my phone or return calls. My assistant's phone at the office is 928-402-4418.
Okay. And that is, like I say, on KQSS.net. But now, if you're not online and you're saying, but I don't have that number, it's Tim's cell phone. He's going to answer it himself, 961-2885.
Yeah. And so, if you don't want to be on the air, if you've got an issue, if you want to go for a ride and show me what your issue is, let me know.
Yeah.
I work for you.
All right.
And that's what I do. So if I don't know, I can't help you. And if I do know and I can't help you, I'll tell you why I can't help right. you, and then we'll work on that.
Right, exactly. Now, this is an offer you can't refuse. So, sure. by all means, again, congratulations on the election, and I know you'll be busy for the next 4 years.
Well, yes, I will. It's good, really. We're just going to keep going. I'll have public meetings. I've had public meetings locally, and they were poorly attended. And I guess because, people go to the town of Miami, the city of Globe, or Public Works or something, they didn't attend the meetings. But if you want me to try to start having meetings locally again, let me know. I'll try it. The reason we quit is the fire station didn't want us over there during COVID, so I started being on the radio. And we're getting so many call-ins, I don't see why I should have a public meeting if no one's going to even call in. I doubt they'd get some clothes on and come and be at a meeting,
sadly, exactly. And I mean, here's Roosevelt and Tonto Basin, all these places where people absolutely show up, and virtually nobody does here. But the meetings are well publicized. And by the way, if you're listening now and you're saying, well, I didn't hear the beginning of it or something, all these meetings are online in perpetuity. You can hear these ad nauseum. You can hear them again and again. And so by all means, take advantage of that as well. It's going to replay on Sunday on KJAA if you're not online. So Sunday at 8 a.m., 1240 a.m. and 106.1 FM. And we'll continue to do them on the air. And happy
we'll,
to do them.
We'll be back next month. So
yes.
If you got something, jot it down, put it by the phone, and next month give us a call.
That will be at 5:30 p.m. on the 9th of September.
Thank you very much, Raleigh. I appreciate
Tim.
It always.
All right, good deal.
Thank you all out there. Appreciate it.